Hi, Pip. I'm back again. How have you all been? I haven't recorded an episode in a really long time. My bad. But mentally, I haven't been in a really good space. I don't know if I should tell you guys about it or not, but I've been job hunting. Although I have a job now, glory be to God. But Home Office showed me Pepe. Let me just show you guys how Home Office showed me pepper. So basically, after my internship was over, I remember I told you guys I was searching for, my next opportunity. I did find another opportunity, good one for that. But then my student visa was about to expire. So I told my employers that, oh, my visa is about to expire, but I'm going to apply for the new one and it's going to come out and yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. And they're like, okay, they'll wait for me. They'll wait for me. So I applied for my graduate visa. And my dear, 1 week passed, nothing. 2 weeks passed, nothing. 3 weeks passed, nothing. Employer called me. Oh, employer said, ha, we cannot wait again. Oh. And we're going to have to withdraw our offer. As I imply, withdrew offer. And yes, I had to start from like scratch, searching for another job and stuff like that. Yada yada yada. About 2 weeks after my offer was withdrawn, my visa came out. Thank God. But in those 2 weeks, I posted something on LinkedIn about how hard it was to get legal experience. And this very nice lady, who is now my new director, by the way, my new employer. She DM'd me on LinkedIn and gave me and well told me about an opportunity. She basically told me the job description. I was like, am I interested? And I was like, hell yeah. And I went for an interview the next day, and voila, I'm now employed. Anyway, yeah, that's my life this past few months. Yeah, it's been filled with ups and downs, ups and downs, ups and downs. But yay, I'm finally in a good place. Thank God for that. Basically, what I wanted to talk about today was something happened a couple of days or weeks ago. It was about the lady, the head of a charity, who went into Buckingham Palace for something, and one of the prince's godmothers walked up to her. Let's see, her hair was like this. She moved the hair to the side like this to check the lady's name tag, which was red flag number one. Woof, can't imagine. Anyway, and then proceeded to ask her questions like, oh, where are you from? The lady had a very, very unique name, Ngozi Fulani. I'm sure as you're hearing this name, you're wondering, ooh, Ngozi Igbo, Fulani, Fulani. I'm sure you're wondering. Anybody will wonder about that name too. So this lady kept on asking. Wait, let me read the transcript out for you guys. So the conversation went as thus. So where are you from? And the lady was like, here, UK. And she was like, no, but what nationality are you? Me, I am born here and I am British. No, but where do you really come from? Where do your people come from? Me, my people, lady, what is this? Oh, I can. Then the lady proceeded to say, oh, I can see I am going to have a challenge getting you to say where you are from. That was a very heated conversation. First of all, I'm not disputing the fact that that was some kind of racist conversation or it was coming from a racist place, but also the world is so sensitive right now. Like, everybody has become so sensitive to little things. She said that you had a very conk traditional name and wanted to find out your origin. I wouldn't say it might have come from a place of racism. It also might have come from an innocent conversation of trying to know more about your origin. For God's sake, your name is Ngozi Fulani. Somebody's asking you where you're from, and you're making a big issue out of it. Hello, if somebody asked me where I was from with my name, Adeola Olotu, I would tell them I'm from Ondo, Nigeria. Hello, see, like I'm proud of where I come from. Why does it have to be so complicated? Like, why do people have to always make things so complicated? This was a conversation that could have. Or let's say if that lady was coming from an ignorant point of view, you could have schooled her. Like you could have, let's not lie, when those questions begin, I'm sure deep down in Ngozi's heart, she knew what that lady meant by where are you from. She let it get too far by her saying, oh, where are your people from? Obviously, when a white person asks you where you're from, you should. Deep down in your heart, you know what that question means. It might be infuriating, it might be, somehow, but just let them know that you're proud of your heritage. Okay, Ngozi was born in the UK. I think she said she was born in the UK. She grew up in the UK, but her parents didn't grow up in the UK. Her parents moved here like in the early blah, 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 blah. So she's like first generation to actually grow up in the UK. It's not so hard for you to like say where you are from and then proceed to say that you are of British nationality. I mean, well, the world is now so sensitive. That's how the other day at work we were talking. I was talking to a client about something and she kept on apologizing to me 10 times that, oh, I'm sorry, everybody's so sensitive now. I might say something that might offend you. Don't worry about it. I was like, calm down, it's actually not that deep. I'm not going to get offended. If you do something wrong, I'll probably let you know that you've done something wrong and educate you. And, so you don't do it again. But seriously, why is everybody taking so many things to heart? Like, should I bust your brain out? To now top it all off, eh? They've turned it into a hate crime war. So apparently, as of 1st of December 2022, asking any person in the UK where they are from is now considered a hate crime and will be investigated and prosecuted as such. Kilo de gone. Ask me where I'm from, I'll tell you. Seriously, what's so hard in telling somebody what your origin is? Because obviously, that's what that question is saying. And they went and said aggravating and mitigating circumstances may apply. And this will be established during the investigation. Times are hard, oh, times are hard. Times are really, 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 really hard. Ngozi Fulani. Even me gone, I'm interested. Let me read out the comments of that post to you anyway. Somebody said, there's a difference in curiously asking because you're genuinely interested about someone's heritage. What is your cultural background, if you don't mind me asking? Which I think is perfectly acceptable to anyone, white, black, blue, tan, etc., as opposed to where are you from? I really get what this baby is saying in terms of like the way you phrase the question. Like she's saying, what is your cultural background, if you don't mind me asking? That's a good way to ask that question. But regardless of the fact, people now have to think twice about what comes. It's a good thing though. I'm not saying it's a bad thing that people have to think twice about what comes out of their mouth, but the consequences of these things are becoming too much. I mean, they've made it a hate crime, oh, a jaw. Okay, let me give you guys an example. I saw a video a few days ago about of a really white guy in, I think, Ibadan. Somebody was videoing him. He was selling him gala and pure water. And his Yoruba was fluent. And somebody that was buying gala and pure water in the bus was asking him, where are you from? Same thing. You see a white person in Ibadan speaking fluent Yoruba, and he's white, like really white. You can tell that his place of origin is not Nigeria. That's why they were asking him, where are you from? Ibolotiwa, where are you from? You are in a white man's country, and a white man is asking you, where are you from? It's the same thing. Well, I think it's the same thing. you see a white boy speaking Yoruba fluently, you're asking him where he's from. He probably grew up in Lagos, Nigeria. He probably has never been to his place of origin. But that doesn't still change the color of his skin. It doesn't change the fact that he has a place of origin, regardless of if he has never been there or not. Somebody said, I don't know about y'all, but I'd have straight up told her I'm Ghanaian. I'm here to take our gold back. You see, I'm here because it provides a better life and it's easier to generate wealth. I'm here for wealth that I can take back home to help my people. Straight up. Most Black people moved here for a better life after colonization. I mean, colonization destroyed so many things in some countries. And they've moved here now to come and get a better life for themselves. These are like smart answers that you can give them straight up when somebody foolish is asking you where you're from. And somebody said, Ngozi doesn't know where she's from. Really? Like, really? When I saw the transcript of the conversation, that was the first thing that came to my mind. Because she knew what that lady was asking. When that lady said, where are your people from? And she was like, I don't know. Something about her heritage. But in my mind, I'm like, hello. And then when the woman kept on asking, she now said that she was of Caribbean heritage. I'm like, why did you say that from the start? Why did you let it get to this point? Honestly, some people are just difficult for no reason. Somebody said, how is it racist to ask someone called Ngozi Fulani where she comes from? My thoughts exactly. For God's sake, you have Igbo and Fulani combined in one name. Even me, I'm going to want to ask where she's from, although it might not be considered a hate crime because I'm Black myself. But, you know, people need to chill, man. Damn, can't you all understand no matter where you're born, you can't be English or whatever damn everyday racism. And I'm interested to know where she's from as well, because Ngozi is Igbo and Fulani is a northern tribe. So he's interested to know how she got both names. This is Welsh. Somebody also said that this is a generation of snowflakes. If someone makes a racist comment to you, just ignore them. It's obviously from a place of jealousy. How are you emotionally assaulted? Just shut up. We need more confidence within ourselves, to be honest. To be honest, I think this all boils down to confidence in where you're from. I'm so proud of where I'm from. Nigeria might be a mess right now, but oh Lord. Because I plan to retire in that country, no matter what's happening there. But I want to retire with plenty of money. You know the vibes now. Yeah, so as I was saying, I think this all boils down to confidence. Like, if you're confident in where you're from, I don't think it should be a problem to tell people your place of origin. You might have been born here, but the color of your skin says otherwise. It might be due to colonization, or it might have been due to your parents moving here due to some civil war that was happening in their country, or, you know, asylum seeking and whatnot. But the color of your skin shows that you are not English by origin. We are not English by origin, so why is it so hard to say where you're from? Although some people don't know their origin due to colonization, which is not bad. People like that can come out and say, oh, I don't know my origin because you colonized us so and it faded, blah, blah, blah. But still doesn't change the fact that the color of your skin doesn't make you English. They will never accept you as English. So wear the color of your skin with pride and... See, yeah, in fact, it's like I'm shouting now because I don't even know what to say to you guys. Like, seriously. The thing that just triggered me to talk about this topic was the fact that they made it a hate crime. What's next? What's actually next? What are they going to make a hate crime next? Asking someone where they are from. Hey, look, but they were done by you. Somebody also said, not defending that white lady's tone may have come across wrong, but I'm also not jumping on the annoying everything racist Black Lives Matter bandwagon either. To be honest, actual Africans with families still in Africa, Europeans or Asians never get offended when people ask their country of origin, which is true. It usually invites conversation. To be honest, it gives a I've got a chip on my shoulder Caribbean thing. And I myself am Caribbean, and many other Caribbeans know it too. Some of us carry this toxic race-baiting energy. It's weird to just be mad at random people because you learned a little Black history. Just answer the damn question. Keep it stepping or go yard. Why the drama over something so minor? I'm with this lady. Why the drama over something so minor? Why? The annoying part is you are the first generation to be raised here. Your parents were raised wherever they came from. So why? Why didn't you just say your place of origin? I think I just need to move away from this matter before I start crying. Because they really made it a hate crime. Ha! Now, when we go out in public, we have to be careful of everything that we say. Anyway, let's talk about hot gist. Have you people seen the amount that Kanye West is paying Kim Kardashian for child support? Have you seen how much Kanye West is paying Kim Kardashian for child support? Hey! Okay, I mean, they have like about 4 or 5 children together, but that money is plenty. Yeah, I think that'll be the end of today's episode. I will be coming back to you with, I don't know what I'll be coming back to you with yet. And that's what makes this podcast so fun. I never know what I'm going to talk about. You know what I mean? I'm always going with the flow. But yeah, it's been a rough couple of months. And I do want to bring that negativity on here. But I'm doing so much better. I graduated recently. I graduated on Tuesday, actually, and it was fun. My friends were here, my aunties, my uncle, family, basically, and friends. I had so much fun. And my siblings are coming next week. They should have been here, but you know now, the embassy did not give them visa until after my graduation. It is well, Sha, but I will see them, and I've missed them so much. But yeah, thank you guys for always coming to listen. I love you. By the way, we have an hashtag now. Our hashtag is hashtag TEEP. That's TEEP, the Everything Podcast. I love you all. I love you with the love of God. And I leave you with the love of God.